Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians hosted a webinar in March that can be now accessed through the SHIC website at swinehealth.org that looked at Seneca virus A as an emerging risk due to its similarities to foot and mouth disease. First of all, a little background. What is Seneca virus A, and what are its similarities to foot and mouth disease, and what are the additional concerns as a result of those similarities?
Seneca A virus, or SVA, is a viral disease of swine causing vesicles or blisters on the snout, the feet, and at the coronary bands of pigs. The problem with SVA is that it looks identically to foot and mouth disease virus, and the only way to be able to tell which virus is present is through detection using different clinical tests. Also, the big concern is that if we miss foot and mouth disease virus, this can be devastating to the swine industry. But it's not only pigs that are affected, it's also other cloven-hoofed animals like cattle, sheep, and goats. And all of us would suffer a substantial loss in trade opportunities and even loss of animals.
When was the infection first identified in North America, and how has its presence evolved?
This virus was unique, as it was first seen as a cell culture contaminant in the early 2000s because it was under study as a use as an anti-cancer medication. But then in 2014, it was seen in Brazil causing significant problems in their swine populations. And then it was first identified in the United States in 2015. Since that time, there's been upwards of 5,000 cases, and there continues to be more cases that are identified each and every year.
How common is Seneca virus A, and where? And what are the implications of the infection when it comes to trade, and why?
SVA is present in the U.S. and can be identified pretty much across any state. A group out of Minnesota at the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project have been tracking this virus trends over the last 10 years and do see increasing trends in breeding herds. However, what they determined, it was a low incidence of around 2.5% detection. But they also noted that this was in breeding herds, but it doesn't necessarily represent what's truly going on in growing pig populations. And so more data and characterization is necessary to get a bigger picture. But all of this, again, is a big concern because the presence of a foreign animal disease like foot and mouth disease virus, if it's ever detected in the U.S., it can be damaging both from animal production standpoint and having to euthanize infected animals, as well as halting of any kind of trade or trade operation. And so being able to track and detect Seneca A virus versus foot and mouth disease is absolutely a must.
From a regulatory perspective, what is the responsibility of producers when symptoms of Seneca virus A are observed? How are reports of symptoms handled, and why? And how is animal movement impacted as a result?
With our U.S. Department of Agriculture regulations, it is mandatory to report vesicular lesions if identified on a farm, and this is necessary to start a foreign animal disease investigation. That investigation involves having a veterinary medical officer come out and take the appropriate samples to detect, again, is this SVA or foot and mouth disease virus? At the same time, animals will most likely be halted and not removed from the farm, and other biosecurity steps implemented until a diagnosis can be obtained. And in this particular instances, there are tests at a lot of our veterinary diagnostic laboratories that can run initial tests to determine what virus is present.
How can anyone interested access the webinar?
The webinar information and the write-up is available in our April Swine Health Information Center newsletter, but you can also find the webinar itself online, and that's cached in the under the webinars tab on our main website.
What are among the key messages of the webinar?
It's really important for producers to understand that SVA and foot and mouth look the same, and the only way to tell them apart is through confirmation and by diagnoses at a veterinary diagnostic lab. SVA can persist in animals and survive in feed and may lend to risks for disease transmission. We also know there's varying prevalence across all of the age groups, and more data is really needed to understand what's the clinical picture, not only in breeding animals, but also in sow herds. And then, really truly understanding the risk factors are yet unknown, but sudden things like transportation stress or sanitation and even warm weather stress may lead to increased transmission of the virus.
And is there anything you would like to add?
This information can all be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.